Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guests are Amy Murdoch and Amanda Kachurka from the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Thanks so much for joining us, guys. Amy, let's start with you. What is your role at the Chamber for those that don't know?
Sure. So my title is Director of Government Affairs, which means many things, anything from connecting a member or a business to, you know, whether it's the governor's office or state or local office, if they have a question or if they have something they're trying to figure out. We're also working on doing some policy work and doing some advocacy on behalf of the business community, for example, issues such as unemployment compensation, business liability protection, all of these kinds of things. But it's really all about keeping both our public and private sectors aligned, and really working towards some collective goals for growth for our community.
Can you tell us about your brand new state and congressional forum event coming up on September 18th?
Sure. Yeah, we're super excited for this event. So it's the first time that we've done an event like this. Because of the timing with COVID, we sort of combined a couple different events, and we're having both state and federal delegates invited to join us for a forum. It's going to be a little bit interactive. So what we're really hoping is that attendees have a chance to talk with our elected officials. At the same token, we'd like to hear from our elected officials and what they're working on. So we have for our event and our discussion some different policy issues that are relative to our strategy for economic development. We'll have this discussion. It's going to be moderated by former Congressman Phil English, who's now currently with Aaron Fox, working in D.C., keeping a close ear to the ground, who's been a great resource for us. But he'll moderate a discussion for us between both the businesses and our state and federal delegations that have been invited to attend. We'll also have some fun table topics for conversation starters, and also a fun little game, Can You Guess the Race? We'll have some campaign slogans from past races, just to keep things fun and interesting and lively, and give a chance for attendees to talk about races of the past and test their, have a little competition to test their political junkie.
Amy, who is this event ideal for, and who should be attending?
Sure. So, of course, everyone is invited to attend, but we really think it's important for some decision makers in our businesses to attend, especially those that have a really close tie to this community, that want to weigh in on what some barriers might be for them to stay and grow here in Erie. And what they've experienced through the pandemic. So whether they've had issues, keeping employees, wanting to keep employees on the payroll, you know, perhaps it's an issue with the Paycheck Protection Program that they can talk about, or it could be about our longer-term vision for revitalization and growth of the community. But we're really looking for, management level, those that are in decision-making roles that can really communicate some challenges that they've had to our elected officials. But, of course, we think it'll be a fun event. Even if you're not in management level, it'll be a fun event for you to come and participate in the conversation, do some networking, and get to know some of the elected officials that you might not have had a chance to meet before.
Can you elaborate further on why you feel events like this one are so important for the growth of Erie?
Absolutely. If we're not having this dialogue, then our elected officials don't know what the barriers are for growing your business here. It's really important. I think and we think that we are providing a platform for really productive and fun conversation But sometimes without these events or without a platform to have a really productive dialogue, some of the message gets lost. And so we think these kinds of events where we can have dialogue from both elected officials and from our business leaders are really important so that we're setting the stage for an agenda for growth here.
Can you share more about all these special guests that are due to attend?
Sure, absolutely. So I said earlier that former Congressman Phil English is going to be moderating this for us. Of course, he has a wealth of knowledge and years of experience to offer in these types of discussions, but Congressman Mike Kelly will be joining us, in addition to State Representative Pat Perkins, Ryan Bizarro, and Bob Murphy will be there as well. We anticipate we'll be joined by some others, but these folks have committed to being here with us for this event.
Amy, can you see that list growing a little bit?
It is a work in progress. Typically, I find once we get the ball rolling and there's more and more interest, we'll have more and more elected officials that are interested in attending.
Portions of this event are interactive, right?
Sure. Yeah, so one thing which we're trying to do, which we think is fun, but anyone that comes to the event actually has an opportunity to vote on what the discussion topics will be for our forum. So we have a number of discussion topics that are all relevant to our Erie Forward strategy, which is our economic development strategy. So we have a number of them that we'll have listed up on the board. When you show up, you'll have a chance to actually go up and vote on your top three topics, and we'll use those top three topics to drive our discussion. And then I also talked about our table topics, and so you can use those for conversation starters, and also can you guess the race? I really like that one. That was I think that would be a fun one. It's always interesting to see. I'm always surprised at folks that know more than I do. So I can't wait to learn from some of our business leaders and hear about, some of their knowledge on some of these past races.
Can you tell us how to buy tickets?
Sure. If you go on our website, www.eriepa.com, on our events page, you can purchase tickets there.
Amy, we know that you are working very hard to keep this event safe for everyone who attends. Can you tell us how you are preparing for a safe outdoor event?
Sure, absolutely. So first of all, we're having it outdoors in September. There is a large pavilion at the venue, so even if it rains, we'll have some cover. Of course, we'll be outdoors. We're keeping the attendee list below the threshold for events as per the governor's order. And in addition, masks will be required. We'll have the spare masks there for those that have forgotten theirs. We'll have sanitizer stations and wipes, all of these good things, really trying to have a safe but fun event.
You know, Amy, you guys have really done an incredible job setting this thing up, and it has to feel good to be able to put on an event like this.
It does, and I appreciate that compliment, and we have a great team here. I can't take credit for many of the programs and things that we've done, but it does. We're very excited to be in person. I think, we're all sort of learning how we live and do events in this new normal. But we are excited to do something in person. I think the Zoom fatigue is real. We're hearing that, from our members, from our businesses, us personally. And so we feel confident in the ability to do this safely. We've been working with the health department as we've been planning this. So we're really excited to do something in person.
Amy, thanks again for joining us. Is there anything else that you'd like to add for the state and congressional forum coming up on September 18th?
I would just like to add that, no matter your past or present level of involvement in government, I think it's good for everyone. It'll be a fun event, but also with some, serious but hopefully productive dialogue. So, whether you've, watched watched the news hours since the age of three and been a political junkie all your life, or whether you're just, you know, now with the pandemic, paying a little bit more closer attention. I think it's a good event for everyone, and we hope you'll come and join us.
Let's bring in Amanda Kachurka. She's the program director at the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership. Amanda, we'll jump right into it. What virtual seminars are in the works for the rest of this month?
Yeah, so we've got one that we're really excited about coming up on September 30th. It's called To Click or Not to Click, Are You Your Company's Biggest Liability? So something that we've seen recently, especially because of the COVID-19 pandemic, is that a lot of teams are relying very heavily on email to communicate. And so that has created a very significant increase in the number of phishing emails that are going out. That's emails that are trying to collect personal or other confidential information from the end recipient. And unfortunately, because of something called social engineering, the people that are behind putting these emails together are getting really good at making them look believable. So we're seeing a lot more companies, unfortunately, having to deal with cyber attacks or compromised information because someone in their organization clicked on the link in the phishing email, which then led them to a process to collect their personal information. So this session is going to be presented by Beth Burnside. She's the president of CMIT Solutions of Erie. And Beth's really going to be talking about how you can spot these emails. In fact, she actually did some testing for the chamber recently. CMIT is our IT provider, and they ran some testing on these phishing emails with the chamber staff recently to try to better understand how those emails can be successful, which is obviously something we want to prevent. So Beth's going to be going through, you know, what to look for, not just, you know, who the email is from, but certain details within the email that can often be clues that maybe this is an email that you shouldn't respond to or open. So she'll also be taking live questions. So I know this is an area that can be confusing for a lot of people, and an area that a lot of organizations struggle with. I know with different organizations that I've worked in locally, there's inevitably always an email that comes out from the IT department that says, you know, friendly reminder, don't click on these emails. Make sure you know who these are coming from if you're going to be opening them. So this seminar is really gauged to present some best practices, make this issue a lot easier to understand. I think whenever we get into the topic of cybersecurity, it can be confusing and maybe a little scary for people. So we really want to try to make this approachable, understandable, and ultimately put you in the best position so you're not creating that liability opportunity for your company. So that's Wednesday, September 30th from 10 to 11 a.m., $10 for members, $20 for non-members, and that'll be held virtually. So we're looking forward to that session on the 30th.
When it comes to the virtual seminars, can you talk about the reception from your members?
Yeah, sure. The reaction has been really positive. I think I don't know the total number off the top of my head right now, but we're well up over 30 programs since March. You know, just having lots of those virtual seminars. We've been relying on Zoom very heavily. We ran a couple of pre-recorded webinars, and we're finding that those aren't getting the best response. People are really interested in being able to interact with the presenter, ask questions live, interact with each other. You know, for a while during the primary portion of the shutdown, we were offering a lot of our programs free of charge. We've gone back to charging now because what we were seeing with our no-show rate was really high. So we would have, you know, a lot of people register for a seminar, but not as many show up. And because there's a limit on how many people we have in one session, we don't want to risk, you know, somebody who really did want to attend the session not being able to get in because there weren't enough spots. So we're still learning the technology, I think, as many people are. We've gotten to a good point with our virtual seminars with using Zoom. We've been experimenting a lot with using the breakout room feature, which has been really popular. In fact, we had a session last week with Melissa Sulkowski on improving team communication in a time when teams are, you know, working in very split environments, maybe working staggered shifts or some people working from home all the time, team communication is usually the first thing to break down because you're not physically together on a regular basis. So we use the breakout room feature to hear from other businesses, you know, what is your organization doing? What's working? What's not working? So we found that really the best way to present these events and these programs is that the more interactive, the better. So, you know, lots of opportunity for questions with the presenter, lots of opportunity for discussion among the participants. Those are the sessions that have been really successful for us. And so that's the model that we want to continue moving forward, because at this point it seems like, at least for our educational programs, we're going to be virtual for the foreseeable future. I think it's just safer for everybody that way. So, but the reception has been great, and we're excited to keep moving forward with that virtual program strategy.
Amanda, are there any more masterclasses happening soon?
Yes. So the masterclass format, I think I've talked about at least twice now. It's a format that we initially started with a new program for this year. The purpose of those is to be a deeper dive into a particular topic. So instead of our typical, you know, one-off hour-long virtual seminars, these are deeper dives. So these, when they were in person, were three-hour-long sessions. We don't want to make anyone sit in front of their computer for 3 hours. So we've broken them down into 3 one-hour sessions, consecutive weeks. So we've had a networking masterclass, which I think we're probably going to be running again, sharing networking best practices. We just wrapped up our leadership masterclass last week, which went really, really well, very well received, learning how to build leadership skills in a time when, you know, what organization doesn't need great leadership, especially right now. So the one that's coming up in September is on developing positive company culture. So it's actually an interesting build from the leadership masterclass that happened last month. Those participants, I think, would find a lot of parallels in what we're talking about with the company culture masterclass. But even if you didn't attend that leadership class, that's fine. This is still going to be very useful for you. So our presenters are Elizabeth Cipolla from Decision Associates and Erin Green, who's the president of Verify Services. Elizabeth really has the sort of logistics, nuts and bolts side of what it takes to develop good company culture. And Erin is representing the nose to the grindstone, I've actually done this in my own business side of things. And I think this class is particularly relevant now. Something that we're seeing, and as I was talking with Elizabeth and Erin last week planning for this session, Elizabeth echoed the same thing. She said, I'm getting a lot of requests from companies now that are really interested in building their culture. You know, regardless of what the situation is with your organization, whether you have teams that are broken up, working from home, staggered shifts, or even if your company is all back together, you know, everybody's coming in on a regular basis, there's a lot of challenges with culture right now. People are trying to juggle more than they have in the past, just especially if they have children that are school age or if they have parents that are in assisted living facilities. There's just a lot more on our plates, and so it's very stressful, and I think that can often show up when we come to work. So trying to understand that from a leadership perspective, understand that people are just dealing with more than they were 6 or so months ago, and how do you make some changes to your culture that really puts your workforce in a better position, whether that's, you know, looking more at wellness programs or providing opportunities for your workforce to unplug and just have some fun together. I think that was one of the biggest takeaways from our communication seminar last week, was the importance of having fun. You know, that's something that I think has been hard for us to do recently, just with so much stress happening. So the company culture masterclass is really looking at, you know, how do you continue to create an engaging environment for your employees, keep them motivated, and really just understand how you can continue to build on the company culture that you've already created. So really great session. Like I said, 3 separate 1-hour segments, Tuesdays in September. It starts next week on the 15th. We'll run additionally the 22nd and 29th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. each day. Cost for that is $25 for members and $35 for non-members. And again, just like the rest of the master classes, really excited about these. Our presenters are fantastic, and I think it'll be a great way for businesses to address an area that I think is extremely timely, especially right now. Culture is always important, but especially right now, this is an area that companies need to be focusing on. So we're providing an opportunity for you to do exactly that.
Can you tell us about some of the events happening this month as well?
Yes. So we are, I am sort of speaking on behalf of our event coordinator, Colleen Gross, right now. She had a couple of events that she wanted me to share with you. And these are actually, the first one is sort of an overlap event slash program, because we've in the past we've run it in conjunction with our networking masterclass. So it's our speed networking event. It's going to be held on Monday, September 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. At the brewery, the trackside part that's up on the second floor. And these events are really fun, and it's one that we've been able to resume hosting in person, which has been nice. I was at the event that we held last month, at Asbury Woods. And it's great because it's outside, so, you know, there's not necessarily the pressure of being indoors and, you know, with the masks. It's a little more comfortable because you're outside, but you're still getting to interact with people in person. And that was the feedback that we got from that session was people really appreciated the ability to actually, you know, sit down and talk with someone else. So these events are run actually just like speed dating. It's a lower pressure networking environment, I would say, than for somebody who's been to our business after hours events. This is a little bit more controlled networking. So these events are great for somebody who's maybe just getting into networking, or maybe networking isn't your favorite thing on the planet. This is a nice way to bridge that gap. So you all show up and everybody gets assigned to a table. You have a certain amount of time designated at each table, and we have a cowbell. I get to be the keeper of the cowbell and ring when time's up, so everybody gets to switch. And you get to network with a lot of different people, learn about a lot of organizations in Erie, and it's just a great way to have that conversation, learn a little bit more. I would advise people who come to this event to give some thought ahead of time to maybe what you want to get out of it. If there's a particular service you're looking for or a certain connection you're looking to make, these are a great opportunity to do just that. So that's, like I said, Monday, September 14th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the brewery, our Business and Brewski Speed Networking event. And then at the end of the month, we opted to move ahead with our annual Fall Member Fest. Really excited about that opportunity. It's always a fun event to just get outside, have some fun. It's at Shades Beach again, just like it has been for the last several years, September 30th, 5 to 8 p.m. We are very excited to be partnering with Calamari's Catering. They're going to be offering fantastic grazing stations. Colleen was giving me the menu the other day, and I was trying not to drool. It was they're doing bruschetta and seasonal grilled vegetables, a seafood bar, a potato station, a skewer and kebab bar. It's going to be fantastic. Also partnering with Erie Beer and 5 and 20 in Mazza Vineyards to offer some seasonal brews and wine, as well as entertainment from the Riff Riders, so live music. And again, this is all outside, so plenty of space to spread out. You'll feel safe, you know, not having to worry about being indoors with a large group of people. So, again, September 30th, 5 to 8 p.m. at Shades Beach. And we are running an early bird registration right now up until this Friday, September 11th. Member cost is $85, $100 for non-members. And then the registration fee goes up, and that registration is active until September 25th. So if you want to get that discount, make sure you register before September 11th. So lots going on at the Chamber as usual.
Amanda, can you see a day where we are looking at these signature events as an even split with COVID-19 in the rearview mirror?
It's really hard to say, and it's interesting that you ask this question, because we obviously internally are talking a lot about our schedule moving forward. So right now, normally we would be planning out all of 2021. We try to plan a full year in advance, as far as, especially as far as events and programs go, just so we know what's coming down the pike, what resources are going to be needed, and also just to get them on staff calendars, because our chamber staff, we all like to attend our events. So we try to plan as far in advance as possible, and it's just really hard right now. You know, I think in talking with some of our members, especially those members that provide strategic planning, you know, they're seeing a lot of challenges with that right now as businesses are trying to look to 2021. I'd love to be able to give you a date and say, you know, by this time, I think we should be back to quote unquote normal, whatever normal looks like from that point forward. But it's, you know, the best we can do is play it by ear. And I think our event coordinator, you know, with our larger events, Colleen's done a fantastic job trying to get some in-person events in while the weather's still nice. Obviously that's going to change when there's snow flying, unless people really want to bundle up and gather, outside. We'll have to have some heat sources, I think, but we're doing the best we can. And I think that's all, you know, we can ask of ourselves and of organizations right now, as we look to 2021, is to just, give ourselves a little bit of grace and understand that there's just so much unknown right now. It's very challenging. It's very frustrating, but we'll get there. And, you know, we continue to provide support to our members and to the business community as much as possible through our outreach visits. You know, we're certainly happy to coordinate those visits so people can just have a listening ear. You know, sometimes business owners don't have that person internally that they can go to with business challenges or struggles to kind of bounce ideas off of. And that's where our business outreach team really comes in handy. And I think there's going to be a lot of that happening over the next several months as we try to figure out what the next year is going to look like. So we're, you know, that business outreach team, I really recommend scheduling an appointment with them. If you haven't, they're, you don't have to be a chamber member to use that service. And you can reach them through our website, eriepa.com. So if you're looking for that sounding board, I would recommend scheduling that appointment.
Amanda, thanks again so much for your time. Last question. If someone is intrigued about becoming a member at the Erie Regional Chamber and Growth Partnership, could you walk through the process?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do have our membership information available online, like I said, eriepa.com. I know we were testing. I'd have to check with Leslie to see if it's up and running yet. I believe it is. We have our membership application online now. We've gone virtual. So if you are interested in filling out that membership application, you can do that right through our website. Of course, if you prefer to talk with someone, learn a little bit more about what membership entails, the chamber staff is here for you in that regard as well. We have Steve Walters on our membership team. And I know Leslie Ridge Allen has been doing a lot with that on our staff as well from a marketing perspective. Realistically, anyone on staff can tell you about membership, but Steve, that's his primary area. So he would have the most information. But his contact information is also available on eriepa.com. So that's a great way to learn a little bit more. We also have, you know, always sponsorship opportunities. We're always looking for sponsors. It's a really great way to, excuse me, attach your business name to some of the great events and programs that we offer. So it's a perfect promotion opportunity for your business. And it's a way for you to get a little bit more involved with the chamber and have a better understanding of what we're offering. So all of that information, like I said, eriepa.com, it's a great starting point. Our entire staff, their contact information is listed there, so we're happy to answer any questions for you at any time.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Logistics Plus is in the Business Spotlight.